Wall Street has had few reasons to cheer lately. In fact, record numbers of investors are filing arbitration claims against brokers who sold them high-risk investments during the NASDAQ bubble. More than half of them are winning damages, $139 million last year alone. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco, where a free legal clinic is helping small investors in this revolt.
For more than a dozen years, Rod and Linda Allen, a couple in their mid-50s, pinched pennies for their retirement. Linda managed their small nest egg until late 1999, when her father became critically ill. That, combined with the wild swings of the market, convinced this novice investor that she needed professional help.
The turbulence was so extreme, and, you know, you couldn't miss from watching the news that there was a bubble happening, and there was a prediction, you know, that there'd be a lot of fallout.
Linda Allen contacted one of the top brokerage firms in the country and eventually entrusted their savings to a likable young broker. She told him to stick with low-risk bond funds and money market accounts to fend off the coming bear market.
We talked at length two times he came by, and it was very, very, very clear in my mind what we wanted out of and what we wanted to get into and where we needed his help.
But when her first account statement arrived, Allen nearly fell over. A pie chart showed 99% of their savings were in stock mutual funds, many of them defined as aggressive growth funds. She called her broker immediately.
I just couldn't believe it. And I just said, how do you justify this? This isn't what we talked about. And I said, I don't want this, you know, this change it, you know. And he said, well, it's kind of like at this point, it would be better to wait till the market comes back up.
But of course, the market never did rebound. And by the time Allen closed her account 9 months later, she'd lost 40% of her retirement fund. Then she learned that her losses, although devastating to her, were too small to entice a private attorney to represent her in arbitration. That's where 90% of securities disputes are heard. Disheartened, Allen almost gave up. Then she heard about a legal clinic where she's gone for help.
I'll send her a securities count questionnaire, too, so that way she can fill it out and get back to us.
Under the tutelage of their professors, students at the University of San Francisco Law School are representing small investors such as the Allens in arbitration for free. Kate Reynolds, who graduates this year, says the clinic has been swamped with calls from people who seem shell-shocked.
A lot of elderly clients coming through that were in high-tech stocks or stocks that weren't suitable for their age and what they wanted to do with their investments, their goals for their investments. We also saw initially a lot of unauthorized trading in terms of the broker just kind of going off on their own and making trades without the client's knowledge. And a lot of the times they were unsuitable for the client, so they tied together pretty nicely.
Stockbrokers are bound by specific rules of the National Association of Securities Dealers. The suitability rule prohibits brokers from pushing their clients into high-risk investments just to make a commission or meet a quota. But Professor Robert Talbot says during the bull market of the 1990s, that's just what many of them did.
Brokers and dealers were making fantastic amounts of money, and in order to make money, they had to make sales.
And now the losses that investors racked up during the subsequent downturn have come back to haunt the brokerage industry. Jane Feinberg, president of the NASD's dispute resolution section, says arbitration claims against brokers have been rising steadily, with more than 7,700 claims brought last year alone. Most claimants recover at least some damages. Feinberg says arbitration is a more user-friendly forum for small investors than court.
Arbitrators are there to do justice, to provide an equitable result. They are not required to strictly follow the law, and the rules of evidence don't apply, so that investors have much more of an opportunity to present their case and to get what we would call a just result at the end of the day.
The Investor Justice Project at the University of San Francisco is the only free clinic of its kind on the West Coast, but similar legal clinics are located in New York. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.